Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate covers office space activity, hot properties, and news related to the commercial real estate market, primarily in the San Francisco Bay Area.
This is Hans Hansen with Starboard TCN Worldwide's podcast for May the 18th, 2008. Just listed in San Francisco, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 601 Montgomery Street. This building is located in the heart of San Francisco's financial district. It has easy access to BART, Muni, and bus services. In addition, this building has a conference center with audiovisual free of charge per use for tenants. A rooftop health club gives you access to the rooftop gym, sauna, and locker facilities, as well as running track, volleyball courts, and outdoor seating area. A new suite of 1,280 square feet has just become available on the fifth floor. This suite has three window-line offices and open area. Price and term are negotiable. 50 California Street occupies one of the most strategic locations in the heart of the San Francisco Central Business District, at the junction of California and Davis Street, right off of Market Street. It too is conveniently located to BART, Muni, Marin, and the Alameda County Ferries. A new suite there has become available of 1,021 square feet. This suite has gorgeous bay views, three window-lined private offices, open area, and elevator identity. Just listed in San Mateo, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 1660 South Amphlett Boulevard, also known as the Bayshore Corporate Center. A new suite there has become available of 1,022 square feet on the third floor. The rate is $28 per square foot, fully serviced. The layout includes mostly open plan with two private offices. 1510 Fashion Island Boulevard in San Bruno, also known as the Bridgepoint Office Park. Conveniently located in the Central Peninsula area, this two-building office project offers a beautiful campus setting, excellent freeway access, and a full array of adjacent amenities. A new suite there has just become available of 1,000 square feet on the second floor. Plan is open plan with one private office, term 3 to 5 years. Just listed in the East Bay, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 1070 Concord Avenue. This location is conveniently located to restaurants and shops. The building has immediate access to I-680 as well as Highway 4. A new suite there has just become available of 1,427 square feet on the second floor, asking price $18 a square foot. This office building is located immediately adjacent to the Buchanan Fields Golf Course and conveniently located just off of the I-680 corridor. The current office vacancy rates throughout the Bay Area. San Francisco, the overall office vacancy rate has actually fallen 1% to 5% effective May 1st, with an average rental rate of $32.26 per square foot. In San Mateo, the overall vacancy rate has also fallen to 7%, with an average rental rate of $32.12 per square foot. In the East Bay, the overall vacancy factor has also dropped 1 percentage point to 9% with an overall rental rate of $27.07 per square foot. News of deals in the marketplace. McMorgan & Company has recently taken a full floor in the MetLife building at 425 Market Street. McMorgan has signed a new 10-year deal for 25,850 square feet. Editorial of the week. I can't take it anymore. How many times have you told yourself, after dealing with everyday customer service from large businesses, you would not do it again? These last days have been brutal for me, with what is going on regarding customer service on a bigger picture is frightening. And to see how these businesses continue to compete long-term is even more frightening. My first experience occurred with Comcast. I decided to switch my home phone service to Comcast. Comcast has been heavily advertising their phone service, offering savings as well as service. Ordering the phone switch was easy. From that point, it was a disaster. The phone service was switched only to find out that the phone did not ring after the installers had left. I called Comcast and the customer service person told me that this could happen and it would take 48 hours to resolve. Next, I asked them how to set up voicemail so that at least I could pick up my messages while the problem with the ring is fixed. She indicated that it all had to do with a press star 99 feature, of course, that did not work. Calling customer service back, I learned how to solve this problem. It could take an extra 72 hours. So now I have no phone that either rings or can get me voicemail. I next asked to speak to a supervisor. I am now on the phone for 20 minutes. The supervisor confirms that they cannot do anything and the problems do occur and it's not Comcast's fault and that I have to be patient. He offered no credit, no help, nothing. Does the above sound familiar? What has big business done to itself? No one up the customer service chain has any ability to make a decision that will make the customer happy anymore. It's all about following the book. Looking at the bigger picture, have we made a mistake in this country allowing all of the business mergers to occur? Have we created such large businesses that they're so big that they can survive without servicing their clients? It's not that a small business can go to the cable companies to compete. AT&T wants to compete for cable business, but they're as bad, or if not worse, than Comcast. Thank goodness for small independent firms that survive for providing services. This year, I will be looking at candidates for president that will speak to the need to support small independent businesses, and that question the need to allow large-scale business mergers to occur. Otherwise, the consumer will continue to pay with bad service and get more and more frustrated, as I certainly am. This ends Starboard TCN Worldwide's podcast for May 18th. If you're interested in any of the properties that have been discussed in this podcast, or if you have a need in office, industrial, warehouse, or investments, please contact us at Starboard Commercial Real Estate at 415-765-6900 or visit our webcast at starboardnet.com. This is Hans Hansen, President of Starboard TCN Worldwide. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate's podcast. The properties just mentioned are not necessarily listings of Starboard TCN Worldwide. If you are interested in more information on these properties, we would be happy to assist you. We can also tailor a complete list of available office space to suit your particular needs. Vacancy rates are quoted from CoStar Services.